Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you could just take us a little behind the scenes as to what happened with the painted lines on Forest Avenue. I know a lot of people have brought it up. And just how it ended up that you guys ended up painting these lines.
Sure. So this has been a collaboration with the City of Buffalo, Department of Public Works, and the council members. There is existing a bike path on Forest Avenue off-road, which goes from Elmwood to Richmond. And with the completion of the Empire State Trail and the protected bike lanes on Niagara Street, you know, it's really important that we don't build a bunch of bike facilities that start and stop, but we actually build a network to connect people to meaningful destinations, business districts, parks, schools, and other key locations in our community. So the corridor had been identified in the Buffalo Bicycle Master Plan as a important east-west connection. Many of our existing pathways are north-south, Niagara Street, the Empire State Trail being a good example. And so we work with Public Works to get a grant from the Community Foundation. It's the legacy funds through the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation that are available there. And the purpose has been specifically to do community engagement, identify what some of the existing challenges and behaviors are on the corridor, from speeds to crashes to volume for different modes. We then developed a process where we, you know, sent information to 700 households within a quarter mile radius of the corridor itself. We held a block party. We put up signs with QR codes to collect feedback and information. We came based on the feedback. We developed a couple of design options for consideration. And then, you know, based on student input, we had a preferred alternative to move forward with. The current installation is a temporary project, so it is simply meant to last for the season, to test out this new configuration, see how it works, collect data after the installation to determine its efficacy, and continue to do the community engagement, because what we found is that many people have not seen what other cities have been doing to, you know, slow vehicle speeds down, improve pedestrian and bicycle safety. And so to test it out, see how it works, let people experience it and touch it in real time. And then once this is all completed at the end of the season, we'll have a full report to give back to the city for them to consider making it permanent.
I mean, this effort is all to help the public, whether it was bikers or drivers, especially on Forest Avenue, correct? Despite the crazy lines that are there right now. I mean, this is all just an effort to just try and help kind of guide people, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, previously on Forest Avenue, there wasn't even a double yellow line, let alone anything else. You know, so we did some very simple things. You know, standard width of streets in City of Buffalo are 11 feet. So we striped the travel lanes at 11 feet. You know, we added a two-way protected bike lane. We put bump outs at the intersections. We painted crosswalks and stop bars along there. I will say that because the street's in rough shape and because of fast drivers, that the double yellow there is wonky. We fully own that, but we just got a new machine with a double nozzle to make sure. So once everything else is done, we'll go back out there and restripe that double yellow, because we certainly want to make sure that it looks better going forward. You know, but this is all meant to just, you know, test out these new treatments and make sure that the public feels safe on the roadway, no matter how they choose to travel.
Everything seems lighthearted, especially on social media with the lines that have been posted. But what do you make of the public's reaction to the painted lines and just some of the fun stuff that's come about?
It's bringing attention to the project, you know, and that's essentially what our goal is. You know, again, we want to do more real-time installations. You know, we're at a time where we're seeing bicycle and pedestrian crashes at a 40-year high. You know, and we need to make immediate improvements on our roadways to make people feel safe. And so simply by adding some paint on the street to test these things out, to slow cars down, and to collect the data to demonstrate whether or not it did work. I mean, when we did the pre-existing data collection, we found that there was a majority of vehicles that were traveling well over the speed limit, and some were actually traveling upwards of 90 miles an hour. You know, so on a residential, primarily residential street in the heart of our city, you know, that is incredibly unsafe. And we know that if cars are traveling just 10 miles per hour over the speed limit doing 40, if they hit a pedestrian or a cyclist, the likelihood of death is about 90%. You know, so anything that we can do that's going to be, one, effective in slowing, number one, slowing vehicle speeds down and making the street safe, you know, is really what it's about. And so if people are slowing down to laugh at our wiggly lines right now, you know, so be it. It's getting them to get a chuckle out of the work and drive a little bit more carefully.
So when all is said and done with the project here, especially on Forest Avenue, what are you hoping it will look like? Is it going to be a shared lane with the road with bikes, or is it going to be a separate off to the side lane? What are you hoping to see and come about with that?
Yeah, so what we've installed is what we call a protected bike lane or a cycle track. It's a two-way bike lane on the north side of the street with a two-foot buffer with a plastic delineator posts to provide that separation from the cyclists and the moving vehicles. We've seen in cities across the country when they've installed these types of facilities that not only does it make it safer for cyclists and for a much larger population to enjoy riding on the streets that are separated from vehicles, but we've also seen it improve safety for all other users, including drivers, because they're going more slowly. So, you know, what has been done on Niagara Street is a really good example of a long-term investment into the infrastructure that would be very similar to temporary installation that we've done right now in this section of Forest. And the City of Buffalo deserves credit. You know, they're working with us through this process, and they've already secured funding to extend the existing multi-use pathway from Richmond Avenue up to Reese Street. And then our project, this temporary project, is looking to find a solution to continue that connection all the way up to the investment that's been made now on Niagara Street. So really, again, focusing on building that safe network for all users.
And what extent do you believe there needs to be more bike space in Buffalo? I know you talked a little bit about what you're hoping to accomplish with the group, but just overall, I mean, it seems like biking has become such a popular way to get around town nowadays. It seems like the more streets, the merrier that are bike accessible, correct?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, you know, when we look at any project, though, the number one thing that we hear from communities, no matter where, what community we're in, is they want cars to slow down. They want cars to go to speed limits. They want cars to stop at stop signs. You know, so number one, you know, that is what we're doing. And if we are successful in doing that, we make the street safe for cyclists. Not every street necessarily needs to have a bike lane on it to be safe. And, you know, for many people, you know, the adjacent neighborhood streets function very well as a good way to get from point A to point B. You know, but some of our main corridors or east-west connections, our business districts, you know, people want to get to these locations and be able to do it safely. And whether it's for health, whether it is for, you know, supporting economic vibrancy in these business districts, or whether it's simply, you know, for the environment and reducing greenhouse gas emissions from the transportation sector. All these things build quality of life. And we've seen city after city that quality of life is the currency of the future. If we invest in good quality of life in our communities, we attract more people to be here, and we just raise the tide for all boats to move up. So that's what our goal is here.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.